From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting an attack on another ISIS-held city in Iraq is underway. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces Sunday launched a multi-pronged assault to retake the town of Tal Afar west of Mosul, marking the next phase in the country's war on the Islamic State group. Tal Afar and the surrounding area is one of the last pockets of IS-held territory in Iraq after victory was declared in July in Mosul, the country's second-largest city. The town, about 150 kilometers east of the Syrian border, sits along a major road that was once a key IS supply route.
Ya abna sha'bin al-karim.
Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said in a televised speech early Sunday, the city of Tal Afar will be liberated and will join all of the liberated cities. He called on the militants to surrender or die. Police have put up scores of roadblocks across northeast Spain in hopes of capturing a fugitive suspect from the 12-member Islamic extremist cell that staged two vehicle attacks and plotted much deadlier carnage using explosives favored by Islamic State militants. Complicating the manhunt, though, was the fact that police have so far been unable to officially identify who exactly is at large. While police have identified the 12 members of the cell, three people remain unaccounted for, two believed killed when the house where the plot was being hatched in the nearby town of Alkanar exploded on Wednesday. Police believe the cell members had planned to fill three rented vans with explosives and create a massive attack in the Catalan capital. They say more than 100 tanks of butane gas were found at the Alkanar house. This is VOA News. Monday, for the first time in 99 years, the entire United States will experience a solar eclipse, and excitement is building across the nation. Experts advise that people wear specific protective eyewear to view the eclipse, but as VOA's Kane Farabaugh reports, finding the special lenses has become a difficult task.
Totally out.
The hottest thing out there right now is this cheap little piece of cardboard with very, very specific lenses that are allowing you to gaze at the sun, see absolutely nothing other than the sun.
Sarah Cole is the vice president of guest experiences at Chicago's Adler Planetarium.
We've gone through immense efforts to try and get as many of these out as possible, and I think we couldn't have even anticipated some of the challenges with keeping up with the demand that have been there.
Cole says they have handed out over 250,000 sets of solar lenses.
We thought that a quarter of a million should have us covered given all of the other ways that there would be to get eclipse glasses. But that's been the biggest challenge, is that a lot of those other ways of getting eclipse glasses have been compromised. All stores are sold out. There is very little way to get them at this point.
Sold out, but necessary for eclipse viewing.
It is hugely important that people do not look at the sun without this sort of protection.
Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.
Signaling that the U.S. military expects its mission to continue, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan Sunday hailed the launch of the Afghan Army's new Special Operations Corps, declaring that we are with you and we will stay with you. General John Nicholson's exhortation of continued support for the Afghans suggests that the Pentagon may have won its argument that America's military must stay engaged in the conflict in order to ensure terrorists don't once again threaten the U.S. from safe havens in Afghanistan. President Donald Trump's defense secretary hinted Sunday that a new overall strategy for the war might be unveiled soon. India is investigating a train derailment in which 23 people were killed while scores of others injured. At least 8 coaches of the Kalinga Utkal Express derailed and hit each other Saturday in the state of Uttar Pradesh. This was the 4th major incident during the past year on the world's 4th biggest rail network, which is grappling with chronic underinvestment and overcrowding. Local volunteers helped police free passengers who were trapped in the wreckage. And Dick Gregory, who broke racial barriers in the 1960s and used his humor as a comedian to spread messages of social justice and nutritional health, has died. He was 84 years old. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.